Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Let's chat to Bernard Mudler. As I mentioned, yesterday we were speaking to him. The sirens went off. He had to end the conversation when he could speak. The show was coming to an end, so we couldn't chat to him there. We wanted to get an update from him about the Israel-Iranian situation. Bernard, a very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us once again. So it went from 0 to 100, and now it seems to be back to zero. But are the two zeros the same? Are we in the same position necessarily that we were in 48 hours ago?
Hi, Howard. Good morning. Let's hope we're not interrupted, although it looks like we won't be today. It's definitely different. I think we're right now in a careful sort of quiet.
Mm-hmm.
The government and the army is still prepared for an escalation at a moment's notice, with right. the Iranian threat being that any strikes on Lebanon would result in a response from Iran. So those actions that were prepared for when we were at that 100 are still there and prepared and ready to be executed. But we have quiet on the home front for now, and people are able to live their life. But it's definitely a very careful quiet.
What does it say about the, if anything, about the relationship between Israel and the United States?
It's complicated. I mean, you've seen the reports, according to what many have published. Trump, initially, when the first Iranian attack happened, attempted to convince Netanyahu not to strike at all. The Prime Minister turned around and said that's not possible. Now, there are those that say what was carried out was a much less harsh response by the Israeli Air Force. But regardless, it's a response, and they drew one from Iran as well. But I think we're entering an interesting stage here where the Prime Minister and the government in general is being tested with their relationship by the States. The president and the U.S. government, but especially the president, wants to complete the negotiations that he is carrying out with Iran, even if, you know, those may not be necessarily the most realistic things to do. And he believes that he can control Israel and force us to move into that position as well. And Israel is being tested. Will they follow through or not?
The comments by J.D. Vance, we've been watching him with some form of some skepticism around his handling of the Iranian war, even though Marco Rubio is obviously, given his position, has stepped up as well, been very, very visible and supportive, quite aligned with where Israel is at. J.D. Vance has been maybe a bit more circumspect and not as supportive. His latest comments that a deal is on the table, or they are close to a deal, there might be a deal, but it might not be one that Israel is very happy with. Does that mean anything, or is this just more political theater?
Vance has always been sort of anti-war. He's been one of the advisors to the president that's always been pushing for these negotiations. That's been well known. Mm-hmm. It's him, it's Witkoff, and it's not surprising to see these comments. I was not surprised at all, but I think one of the things that stuck with me is the fact that he said that the interests of Israel and the U.S. can diverge. And what I've advocated for a lot is that Israel needs to step up into a position where we can take manufacturing, we can take military action ourselves without having to go and consult with the U.S. or worry about U.S. Involvement. We are now at a stage where Israel is beginning to move in that direction, where we're beginning to produce our own armaments, where we have more modern refuelers coming in. Just a few weeks ago, Israel took delivery of an incredibly modern new aerial refueling aircraft. And we're entering a stage now where the government, whether that be the Netanyahu government or whatever may come next, needs to turn around and say, okay, are we ready to do these things by ourselves and say no to the US?
So Israel is moving into a much less vulnerable position is than they were, let's say, 3 years ago when Hamas invaded Israel. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, and the conflict with Hamas and the October 7th attacks pushed us into that position. And we're in a much better place. The army is focusing on modernization, on becoming more of that professional army. But there's still a long ways to go. There are still a lot of problems, and that requires a push in multiple directions. And I think one of the places it starts at is with the prime minister being able to do these things, with being able to say, no, we're going to do X, Y, and Z instead.
Very, very interesting. So, in your view, just to wrap up, this particular episode, this 24 hours or 36 hours, whatever it was, do you think that is now over, done and dusted, and moving towards this push by the US towards some form of agreement, or do you think that there's a chance that this is going to flare up again in the next couple of weeks?
From a purely army standpoint, if you ask the army, the operation is completed and we are back to routine. However, it's clear that it's, like I said before, a very careful routine. And at a moment's notice, it can escalate. And although the US is insistent on these negotiations, I think, and maybe part of me even hopes, that the president realizes that it's going to be even more difficult now to negotiate with Iran, since they feel so emboldened by this. The fact that, one of their allies, so to speak, Lebanon, were attacked, and they can go and respond and not necessarily receive all of the world's might upon them, means that it's going to be even more difficult to negotiate. And at a certain point, that's going to lead to either the US turning around and saying, okay, we need to respond and take action. Or maybe Israel doing it by itself. I think that decision point is only a week away at this point.
That is where we leave it, Bernard Mundler. Thank you as always, and thanks for regrouping and continuing that conversation. It is 8:31. I'm Howard Feldman. Give me your thoughts, your reaction, 061-895-1019.